Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2538, Three Simple Ways to Lose Fat by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now, today's Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share that little bit of inspiration with you. So with that, here we go. Quote, "There are many wonderful things that will never be done if you do not do them." Charles D. Gill. All right, and with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Three Simple Ways to Lose Fat by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. I haven't talked specifically about fat loss in a while. That's mostly because I prefer to focus on getting stronger to looking better. You don't have to focus on losing body fat in order to achieve it. My clients focus on getting stronger and improving their performance in the gym. Fat loss is just a great side effect. However, summer is quickly approaching, and that means people will be flocking to the beach, lakes, and pool parties. Inevitably, it also means people will be searching for the latest and greatest and most miraculous ways to lose body fat as quickly as possible. Well, I'm not going to tell you I have discovered the holy grail of fat loss or anything like that. Anyone who claims to have a miracle pill or program is only after your money. There is no overnight cure for fat loss. Like it or not, you will have to put in the time and work to lose body fat. I'm going to share with you my three favorite ways to lose body fat so you can get swimsuit ready. I thrive on keeping things simple, from my training to nutrition, to how I live my life in general, I am all about simplicity. When it comes to losing fat, I like to follow the same format, the simpler, the better. The three methods I'm about to share with you for increasing fat loss are incredibly simple, but they produce results. My three favorite fat loss methods. 1. Go for a walk every day. Now, I know many people have ranted and raved that low-intensity cardio doesn't work for fat loss. Well, that's not the experience my clients and I have had. Granted, we also eat smart and lift heavy weights, but adding in a few walks each week definitely helps burn some extra calories. This is the simplest method to incorporate into your current regimen. Start by going for a brisk 30-minute walk about 5 times per week or every day, first thing in the morning. Why first thing in the morning? Because if you wait until later in the day, you'll be more likely to come up with an excuse for not going on a walk. Get it done first thing and get on with your day. Every 2 weeks, increase the time by 5 minutes. You can even add in a second walk later in the day. Let me give you a personal example. I was finishing up a degree at the University of Louisville a few years ago, and I lived in a small apartment. I brought my dog back with me after I visited home one weekend, and I knew I was going to be busy walking her because she's a very high energy dog. Each morning, I take her for about a 40-minute walk. When I came home in the early afternoon, I'd take her out again for about 15 minutes, and then we'd go out for one more 40-minute walk to end the day. That added up to an extra 95 minutes of additional activity every day. The result? After a few weeks, I dropped a couple of pounds of fat without even trying. I usually check my weight every couple of weeks just to see how things are going, and I was shocked when I saw my weight was 2 pounds less than it normally had been. I had consistently weighed 122 pounds for a few months, but it was down to 120 pounds after a few weeks of walking my dog. It wasn't my intention to lose body fat, but it happened because of all the extra activity. And I didn't lose any muscle either, because I was still improving my performance in the gym. As I announced to everyone a couple of weeks ago, I moved again. I was living out in the country and my dog could run around all day. Now I'm back in town and once again I find myself going for a few dog walks each day. I recorded my weight and measurements a week ago, and I'll keep track of what happens from adding in the additional activity of walking every day. Like I said, going for a walk every day does burn fat if you do it consistently. But keep in mind, I am eating smart and also deadlifting, squatting, rowing, and pressing heavy every week. 2. Run hill sprints. This is another favorite of mine that I really like to use during the summer. Not only is running hill sprints very effective for burning fat, but just like going for a walk outside each day, it allows you to get some fresh air and sunshine. There's also something freeing about running hill sprints. I can't really explain it, but if you've ever busted your butt running up a hill, you know what I mean. It just feels good to run. Adding in some hill sprints 2 to 3 times per week can kick your fat loss up a notch. And 3, swing a kettlebell. I really like kettlebell swings, and I like them even more for fat loss. Dan John wrote an article for T-Nation about how to properly perform a kettlebell swing, and also the many benefits. I've linked it in this post for you to check out. In that article, he discussed how kettlebell swings are excellent for fat loss. A simple way to incorporate swings for fat loss is to perform them multiple times per week, or even every day. Dan suggests performing a set number each day or several times per week. For example, you can have a goal of 100 swings every day. You don't perform them all at once, but in bite-sized pieces throughout the day. For example, you could perform 2 sets of 20 reps in the morning, 2 sets of 20 reps in the afternoon, and then a final set of 20 reps later in the evening. Just add the swings into your current training program and see what happens. So there you have it, my 3 favorite methods for losing body fat. If you want to burn some extra fat before summer, pick one of those methods and apply it consistently. You can even alternate them. Perform method number 1 for 4 to 6 weeks, and then method number 2 for 4 to 6 weeks, and then perform method number 3 for 4 to 6 weeks. That way you don't get bored and your body doesn't get used to one single method. You just listened to the post titled 3 Simple Ways to Lose Fat by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search, but what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So, do we need to do all of those things to lose body fat? No. In fact, today's author, Nia, mentioned that we can just pick one of her suggestions and apply it consistently. Low-intensity cardiovascular activity can help the body burn fat, so long as we do it consistently. High-intensity interval training can help the body burn fat, so long as we do it consistently. Think of it this way. I often get asked, Dr. Neil, if I want my clothes to fit better, which type of workout is best? Will walking work? Or should I increase the intensity and run? Or should I do some resistance training? My answer is, all of those work. Why? How is it possible that all of those can help the body burn fat? This is because if we're consistent with our workouts, whatever kind it is, and we pay attention to our diets, the body will burn fat. The key is to be consistent. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.